One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Welcome back to the Bro Show Podcast. We are in Missouri, in a random town outside of Kansas City at a Tesla supercharger this very moment.
And we thought this was the perfect time to film this week's podcast because the supercharger takes like
an hour.
That's something I don't know, so it would be the perfect time.
You remember before I got a Tesla, everyone always claimed it was 15 minutes. They're like, 15 minutes, you get charged, 20 minutes, but then you get to the supercharger, it's an hour. So I do have questions for Grimes and Elon Musk. I feel like somehow Grimes
is included.
I feel like she's involved somehow.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, if you're watching Grimes or Elon Musk, just let us know.
And if you do see behind us, there is a mysterious figure.
It's me. I'm Ethan.
We only have two mics, but there is a third party here. We invited a guest on, but we didn't give him a mic.
Oh, yeah, we thought mics are unnecessary.
He's here with us. We had to go to Kansas City for
Lucas's plastic surgery.
Yeah, mysterious cosmetic surgery that's yet to be revealed. But if you follow my channel, you'll see. I'll give a hint. Dots. Is there any other hints?
Polka dots.
Polka dot tattoo. be coming soon to my channel.
Yeah, I could
just,
that.
I could just say it, but, you know.
Might as well keep it mysterious. It adds a layer, you know?
Yeah, I got a mysterious cosmetic procedure. That's all I'm going to say at this moment. And that's all I'm comfortable saying. And, yeah. It's so effing hot, guys.
Oh, yeah, okay. So we're at this Hy-Vee, and we had to get a USB plug-in thing. And when you walk outside, it feels like you're walking in the Sahara Desert.
It's 96 degrees.
I'm probably being dramatic. I'm being dramatic, for sure.
Oh, before we get into anything, should we do our drink reviews?
Oh, yeah.
For this road trip, we each went to Hy-Vee Gas. This is where the Tesla charger is, and we each got a drink to drink during the podcast. I got a sparkling ice, peach nectarine, flavored sparkling water, zero sugar, with added vitamins and antioxidants. Let me do a taste test. It's so good. It honestly is so good.
My name is Jacob, and I got the Zevia grape flavor. It's just a carbonated beverage that used stevia to flavor to add sweetness.
Cute.
And I had it once from Whole Foods, I think, and it was good. Let's see if it's good now. It just climaxed, okay.
Let's see what the taste is like. You were going to get protein water.
It's good, yeah. I was going to get this protein water because I didn't even know that was a thing. I was so interested. But then I realized it had caffeine, and yesterday I had multiple caffeinated beverages, and it made me feel, like, disgusting.
Oh, it did? Wait, it didn't make talk me feel, again.
Hello?
Oh, I'm just making sure the levels are.
It didn't make me feel disgusting in the way, like, thought, but it just made me feel, you know when you feel so caffeinated? I don't think it's anxiety. It just is this thing where I was eating dinner, and I was like, I feel like I could have 5 bagels because I want this caffeinated feeling to go away, and I thought the only way to make it go away was by eating.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you got like the jitters and they lasted that long?
Yeah, this isn't like I was high or anything. This is just another
caffeine does affect people.
Drug experience.
Caffeine can be psychedelic for some. I'm just kidding.
It probably could if you've never had it.
Okay, let's hear from Ethan.
I'm Ethan, and I got the Gatorade Thirst Quencher Fruit Punch Natural Flavor.
All right. Give him a taste test. It
is so good.
Fruit Punch Gatorade. Is it? It's Gatorade, right?
Yep.
Oh, Powerade is also good,
but
Gatorade's
superior.
But
it's not
superior.
The squirtable bottle is the thing.
Oh, yeah. Why isn't it the squirter?
Yeah.
So the thing about it is we need to find out who's the best person. Okay, I'll go first. Mine's gluten-free, vegan, recyclable, and non-GMO. So I have full points. What about you guys?
Mine can also be recycled, and it has vitamins and antioxidants.
So that's 3 points. Anything else?
Does yours have anything good about it?
Nope.
Mine does not have anything good about it. Just Gatorade.
It's not vegan?
No, it's not vegan.
Ugh. Hell no. Hell to the no. Bro of the week time!
Yes, yes, yes!
Bada bing, bada boom!
So we couldn't put the photo, since we're in the car, but you know, I still have it on.
Oh yeah, he has it on his laptop.
Wait. Can you see that?
Y'all, we should hold it up during this.
So, this is Melanie. She said that we can call her Melotron. I'm probably butchering
Melotron.
That, which is her Japanese nickname. Love it. And then she also said something else. Let me get it. She said she's got the Gen Z middle pout. So she went with the Gen Z, even though she's not Gen Z.
I mean, it's working. I feel like a side part would also, you'd also be able to rock it.
Yeah,
so do not
way,
be bullied into the middle part.
For sure.
But you look great. I love, is that, oh, I thought it was a leopard shirt at first, but it's just polka dots. With a
just
leopard
like
vibe.
Your plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah. You guys, I got a whole leopard back tattoo. That's what my plastic surgery is.
But thanks for supporting
yes,
the Patreon,
Yes, bro of
Melanie.
The mother effing week.
And if you want to become bro of the week, you can join lucasjacob.com, join the top 10, you can. And Melanie, you're a queen. Or Melachan, you're a queen.
Love you so much. But yeah, we actually just had so much drama in our lives. So outside of the place where I got the cosmetic procedure, the plastic surgery implants, we were in the parking garage.
Yeah.
And we were trying to leave, but this guy's car was stuck. There was a whole line. No one was out of the parking garage, and like there was a fight.
I just don't get it. So we were waiting in line for like probably 5 minutes, not even that long. But we just were all wondering, wait, why is he holding up the line? What is he doing? I mean, I wasn't even annoyed.
And then I was scared somehow it was all going to be blamed on me. Because I was the very back of the line. Then everyone tried to start reversing. So I knew somehow it would be all blamed on me. But it was this whole drama, and it was the worst 3 minutes of our life, and we almost died.
I just want to know what was happening. So did he not know how to insult his card? Did he not have enough money to pay? So I have so many questions.
Yeah, I bet you it probably the machine just malfunctioned.
That's
but
what
I wanna,
I'm guessing.
I want to believe that like he was just putting their credit card in wrong and refused to let anyone correct him. Because people were literally getting out of their cars and like trying to help him, but he was kind of like showing them away a little bit. So
and
yeah, we don't
this
know what the story was, guys.
Not everybody was leaving the parking garage for free.
What?
Everybody was exiting the parking garage for free.
Oh, yeah. I tried it, but it didn't work for me.
Oh, yeah. We wanted that free shit. Mine does not pay the money. So, basically, it only took 10 minutes, but I, for some reason, had a feeling that we were going to be stuck there for an hour. And just
I know.
Be like, what the F? And
honestly,
Lucas's car was almost dying, so I thought we'd be stuck.
Oh, yes. This is a gosh dang electric car that Grimes made. I only had 50 miles left, and I was scared because, like, 50 miles actually means, like, 10 miles. Like, it'll just jump down randomly. But, yeah.
That's the drama of the day. We also ate out of deli, if anyone's wondering.
Oh, yeah, that was great. I mean, we should feel bad for the guy, because if that was me, I'd probably just start crying and leave my car.
Oh, yeah, I actually, like, it probably has nothing to do with what we were saying. He just didn't know how to use it, or the machine was malfunctioning.
Like, go him for just staying there, because I probably would have left my car, went to a rental company, and just figured it out. I'd be like, I'll pick up the car later. Like, I don't know what to do. There's a whole line behind me. I'm just going to leave it, I guess.
Stuff like that, you do have, like, a fight or flight response, just out of the anxiety of everyone around you.
It was, like, on the road trip last time, we saw a semi broke down in the middle of the road, and the guy was, like, pretending to work on it in the back. And I was wondering, like, maybe he doesn't even know how to actually fix cars, but he's just doing that to make it look like he's doing something. Because, like, his car is literally broken down in the middle of the freeway.
But how long are you going to do that for until you're like, okay, I don't know how to fix it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you would have to. Like, if your car broke down in the middle of the freeway, you would just open up your hood and pretend you were doing something. You know what I mean? So people driving by aren't like, sis, just do something.
Yeah,
do
I don't even know
something.
What I would do in that situation. Literally on the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
Someone on Instagram sent me a funny story. What's The story isn't funny. I'm not saying it's funny what happened.
Can I try your grape drink?
Yeah, sip it. Sip it. Sip it.
Oh my, that's potent.
What do you mean?
Like, there's so much grape. They really get it in there.
So basically someone Instagram DM'd me, since me and Lucas are both bald. They said this, so they sent me this article. Killed by a tortoise.
What? What's that to do with bald people?
So this isn't funny, but it's kind of funny how we're both bald and this happened. You know what I mean?
And someone died because they were bald.
This Greek playwright was killed at the age of 67 when an eagle dropped a tortoise on his head. The eagle is said to have mistaken his baldness for a rock and tried to use it to crack the shell of its prey. To add a further strange twist to the death, this guy had been spending a lot of time outdoors to avoid that he would be killed by a falling object.
Wait, he was always scared of that?
Yeah, but
did they add that part?
Oh, no, it says that in the article. So I guess this Greek playwright.
Is this from, like, hundreds of years ago?
I think so, because it seems, yeah. So basically an eagle dropped an egg. No, a tortoise on his head to crack it. And then he died. So all I'm saying is that eagles could think of bald head out racks.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about that. First of all, I didn't even know eagles did this type of shit. They drop stuff on rocks to crack it open?
I guess so. And the person that DM'd me said to stay safe out there. So I think, I don't know if I'd be able to go on wax without hats anymore.
Oh my god, that'd be horrible. Just getting a whole tortoise drop smacked onto your skull. The creepiest thing to me is that you said he always had a fear of it. So is the secret real?
No, he had a fear of stuff falling on him.
So is the secret real?
If the secret is real, I'm scared of a bunch of stuff.
I know, I'm scared because I'm scared of elevators so much. And in a Nebraska, there was like a flood or something. And there was a Snapchat that like went viral around Nebraska of these people in an elevator. And water came into the bottom. This happened last week. And it just kept filling up. It filled up to the point where only their necks were above water. And they were like, seemed calm though on the TikTok. That's what I'm confused by.
That's terrifying.
I know, but like, do you think they always had a fear of elevators?
It's kind of funny that we're talking about our fears and phobias right now.
Oh my god.
I don't know if you'd call it phobias, but yeah, because this week we asked you guys on Twitter, Patreon, and YouTube, send us some fears and phobias or just weird shit you're scared of or that make you scared.
Yeah, just the type of stuff that not everyone, like everyone's scared of. I don't know, death or murderers, you know?
Yeah, but stuff...
Irrational fears. You know, like me, for example, I've already talked about mine, elevators. Like, it's pretty irrational. Like, elevators don't... People go in elevators every day and no one really dies. You know, even those people in the TikTok, their elevator filled with water and they still survived. So, like, why am I scared?
One of my irrational fears is snakes coming out of toilets. But someone actually emailed us saying that... I forgot where they said they lived, but they said that reptiles like escaping their cages during the summer. They try to escape their cages during the summer. Sorry, guys. Escaping their cages during the summertime because it's so hot out. And if they escape, sometimes they go to like the sewer pipes. And it has
happened.
And
they can crawl up people's toilet pipes?
Yeah, so close your toilet and when you go poop, check every 5 seconds.
Oh, that is actually an irrational fear of yours because you do like make sure toilets are shut.
Yeah, but I don't take it to the point where I'm scared to shit in a toilet. That just isn't...
You always don't shit because you're scared of it.
Yeah, I haven't pooped for the last 5 days.
Just off the top of your head, Ethan, do you have any irrational fears you want to share with the entire internet listening?
I don't really know. Maybe sometimes when you're showering and like you put like your shampoo on and you have to close your eyes and then sometimes you get scared because somebody's staring at you.
Oh yeah, the classic, the classic monster in the shower fear. Yeah. Okay, so that's Ethan's.
Another one of my rational fears, not to make it all about ourselves, is that.
Should we just talk about our own this whole podcast?
Honestly, let's do that because I'm not. I'm honestly a scaredy cat, but I'm not a scaredy cat in the way where like. It's ruining my life. At least I don't think it is.
Yeah.
But I do have a lot of irrational fears. Like sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm scared that like someone's under my bed.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know if that's common or not. Maybe I'll have to see like...
Like even if you were a murderer, serial killer, like are you really going to hide under someone's bed for a whole night? It's like I would just... That'd be boring.
Yeah, it really would be boring.
Let me think if I have any other irrational fears. Oh, just kind of just goes in line with the elevator thing. I think when I actually get down to my root fear, it's just being trapped in places. Like I said, when we went to Worlds of Fun, being in a roller coaster, you have a buckle on. I hate that shit for some reason. I just hate feeling like I'm stuck somewhere. It's not really irrational fear, I guess. But it's kind of, yeah, it is. Because everyone else goes on roller coasters and they're fine.
Yeah, you just took it to the next level.
Oh, yeah. Literally, we wanted to all go to an escape room because their older sister, my younger sister, wanted to go to an escape room, and I had to. But wasn't it actually so embarrassing? Because I'm the one who suggested it. I said, we should all go to an escape room. And then once you guys said you wanted to go, I was like, oh, I actually can't go because I don't want to be locked in a room.
Yeah, so we were like, what should we do on this Saturday? And Lucas suggested, let's go to an escape room. And I was like, we were all like, okay, let's do it. And then once it was down to the Saturday, we were going to go, he said, I actually am scared, though.
No, but you guys could have gone, though. I was still down for you guys to go.
You guys wanted to go to Porch, but I didn't want to go to Porch.
Oh, yeah. But the main thing about the escape rooms is I Googled it. Are you actually locked in an escape room? And everyone said, no, of course not. That's a safety hazard. Like, they have to have you. They have to let you have a way out. But then I called our local escape rooms, and they said, oh, yeah, you actually are locked in there. They said you have a walkie-talkie, though.
I just never thought about that, legit.
Yeah, I think I just am a little baby.
But you're not crazy.
When it comes to, like, remember one time I did go to an escape room, like, years ago. Remember the whole time I was in there, I wasn't scared because there was a window. And I was like, oh, first comes first, I'll break open the window. I just, like, have to have an escape plan.
Oh, something else that really scares me is stairs that are in public. And I'm talking about like parking garage stairs.
Those do have a creepy vibe.
And they scare me for a multitude of reasons. Honestly, I don't really know. People could be hiding in the stairs. They just out my vibe.
Yeah, they're always just grungy. Like, for example, the parking garage we were in today, one of the railings in the circus was ripped off. So somebody was so mad in there, they ripped the railing off. Or it could just broke off from rust. But do you have any other irrational fears you want to share?
Not at the top of my head. Would you say it again? Sorry.
Not at the top of my head.
Sorry, I don't have the microphone next to his mouth.
I'm scared of myself. I'm joking.
You guys earn your money. You earn that cash. And when it comes to a bank, you want to use a bank that's working with you, who's on your side, not some bank that's against you. Chime is an award-winning app and debit card with no hidden fees or monthly minimums.
Chime is awesome. They also have a bunch of cool features, including fee-free overdraft on up to $200 in debit card purchases with SpotMe. It's like overdraft protection, but better.
You can get your paycheck, benefits, stimulus check, and tax return up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit.
Also, there's no hidden fees or monthly minimums. Plus, they have over 60,000 fee-free ATMs at locations like Walgreens, 7-Eleven, CVS, and more. That's more than the top three national banks combined.
You can also turn on alerts to let you know when your card is used and instantly block your card if something seems a little fishy.
Also, when you sign up for a Chime spending account, you can enroll in an optional savings account and grow your savings automatically with 0.5% annual percentage yield, 10 times the national average. Join the millions on Chime. Sign up takes 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Apply now at chime.com/LucasJacob. That's chime.com/LucasJacob.
Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $200 by Chime. Early direct deposits depend on the payer. Out-of-network cash withdrawal fees apply. Third-party and cash deposit fees may apply. Go to chime.com/LucasJacob for details. Let's get into the listeners' fears.
Okay, let's start with some Patreon ones.
Oh, yeah. Join the Patreon at lucasandjacob.com.
Bethany said, balloons that are blown up really big and tight and look like they are on the verge of popping. By the way, this is our first time reading any of these.
Wait, balloons that are really blown up and tight.
Yeah, basically balloons that are at the point of being blown up where it looks like they could pop, but most likely they wouldn't pop, I guess.
I've literally never been scared of that, but I understand where they're coming from because they're probably just scared of loud noises. They don't have to...
Also, like, I'm not scared of balloons popping, but you know when you think something's going to pop and it does give you a level of anxiety.
A ticking time bomb.
This phobia I understand.
I might adopt this fear. Like, I'm probably just going to adopt everyone's fears.
That's the dangerous thing about this episode. Healing other people, we've talked about this before. Healing other people's fears sometimes makes it go in your brain. And
I think
like,
this happened in the roller coaster for you.
Yeah, because then I was like, wait, that could happen.
It sounded like Avery.
What?
It sounded like our dog Avery, how she's scared of balloons.
Oh, she is. Yeah, you relate to our dog Avery, Bethany.
Oh, she gets mad at balloons.
Yeah, she gets, I don't know if you're to the point where you get angry, but she gets angry at them.
I actually don't really know what the criteria to be a phobia is. Because isn't phobia like an actual thing? Like, I don't know what the criteria is. I don't know.
Even me with the elevators, like, I still go on them. I still went on the roller coaster. Like, you know what I mean? So I guess it can't be that bad.
Yeah.
I'm really brave.
I'm actually scared of singular strands of hair, and it's even worse if the hair is wet. It's just so gross and scary, and I hate it.
That's from Abby. Singular strands of hair.
I mean, I'm thinking about food immediately.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why Abby's scared of that. She's scared of hair being in her food.
This doesn't scare me, but hair that's in a drain grosses me out.
Oh, yeah. It's gross to me, like, thinking of hair. Especially she said it's worse when the hair's wet. Like, that, I can get it being gross, but I'm not scared of it. Like, I could literally be in just a hay bale pile of hair, and I wouldn't be scared. But I guess she's scared of singular strands.
Yeah, this one, I would say that's unique.
Oh, yeah. Go off, Abby.
The next one's a good one. They said, so I have this weird phobia that I cannot touch anything when my hands are pruny from being in the water for too long. So I have to wait for them to unprune to touch anything. Also, I can't stand seeing other people touch their pruny hands together. Curious if anyone else has this.
So when they're, you know, when you're in the water and your fingers get all like nasty and pruny, they don't want to touch anything during that?
I guess so. I understand. When I have pruny hands, I honestly hate that feeling.
Oh, yeah.
The grossest feeling to me.
I used to think it was kind of cool, like when I was younger, like being in the bath and looking at it.
Oh, because like old people? I mean, about thinking it made me look like an old person.
Yeah, back then I like wanted to be because I thought grandma was so cool.
Yeah. it does gross me out thinking about pruny hands together.
Oh, yeah. I could see how pruny hands could be a fear. So I don't experience this, but... You know what? Go off, Pink Moose 1000.
Okay, I'm scared of Fortnite. I played it 2 times, and it gave me way too much anxiety. I don't know if that's a phobia, but it so should be.
That's from Haley and Anissa. Okay, I've actually never really played Fortnite, so I don't know.
I played it once.
So Ethan's played Fortnite the most. Do you have a phobia of it?
No, I don't have a phobia of Fortnite.
Okay. I remember I did play a video game once where it could cause a phobia. Have you ever played the Sleepy Hollow? Like Sleepy Town or something? What's it? Sleepy Hollow or something? No, Silent Hill. Silent Hill games. I remember I played it on PlayStation. It's just creepy ass, weird ass town where like everything's like just creepy people. Silent Hill video game. It's scary. I feel like I have to pull an image to see what's fully good.
Because I don't know. I'm picturing like Slender Man-esque.
Silent Hill video game. Yeah, it was on PS3 or some shit. I played it in high school. I think I rented it. Like, back when they used to be Blockbusters, you could rent video games, so I just rented it for the weekend. I didn't own it. Let me see. See, it's just, like, this type of vibe.
Oh, that's
actually
disgusting.
Scary. Should I show it to the camera and trigger them?
You guys probably can't... Oh, yeah, disgusting.
Sorry, guys.
I get what you mean. It kind of reminds me of this virtual reality thing that we did.
I know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we did a virtual reality at a mall, and then, like, we were scared we were still in it. That's when, like, you know, you were like, bitch, grow up. You did a virtual reality chair at a mall and then thought you were still in
it. At a mall. It wasn't even, like, slightly real.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I have this irrational fear of, like, when you go to restaurants or you have to carry food somewhere, that I'm going to drop all the food and it's going to be super embarrassing.
Oh, wait. That they're going to drop the food being the waiter or...
Just when they're at a restaurant or carry food somewhere, they're scared that they're going to drop it.
Oh, okay. And they're scared it's going to be super embarrassing. I feel like you should delete this irrational fear because I don't think anyone would really care that much if you drop food. Like, if I'm at a restaurant and someone drops food, I never once am mad at them. I just think, oh, like, if anything, I think that's, like, in my mind, I just, like, am kind of amused in a way.
Wait, this whole thing is so interesting because there's, like, multiple types of fears. When I think about snakes and stuff... coming out of toilets, that's not like an embarrassing fail. This is like in just an embarrassing thing.
Oh, yes. Yes, social fear.
Yeah, it's like another type of fail, I guess you'd say.
Oh, yeah, but just know that, like, I feel like most people, if you did drop a whole plate of food everywhere, like, people, like, would just forget about it right away. And they'd just be like, oh, my gosh, like, somebody, like, help her clean it up.
Oh, yeah, one time we were at this church gathering thing, and this girl dropped wine, like, three times.
Didn't mom laugh?
Yeah, she was bringing wine to the table once it dropped. The next time it dropped, I think it was two times. And it was just embarrassing for her.
Yeah, so mom did laugh in her face, though, so maybe people should have a fear of this.
But, like, it's not like you people actually judged her, you know?
Oh, yeah, my mom was more laughing out of awkwardness, I think.
Yeah, I'm like, you really did that? You're dumb. I'm joking, no. Okay, the next one. I'm irrationally afraid of chickens. I don't like most birds, but it's next level with chickens. Something about the look of them just gives me the creeps. I've been afraid of them for as long as I can remember. Sometimes cartoon chickens are okay, but most of the time I'm still terrified. All the red stuff on and around their heads gives me the heebie-jeebies. My fear has gotten a little bit better into my adult years, but chickens still send shivers down my spine.
Oh my god, I wonder if they eat chicken.
Oh, well... Maybe, like, the what chickens look like when they're alive.
I can kind of see that. Like, now when I actually think of a
their
chicken...
Their red knucks are creepy.
Yeah, the gooey shit around their face that jiggles, it's like, you guys are gross.
And then they have webbed feet. It is kind of gross.
Ew! Chickens are... But then you think of chicks, and you're like, aw.
Oh, the little... Like, the ones that we goo incubators.
I want to know if she's scared of chicks.
Those are more cute, though.
Yeah, the cute little yellow chicks. Like, you cannot be scared of that.
To be honest, owl farm animals just gross me out.
Oh, they're so cute.
They are, do you?
Goats?
Oh, I'm thinking of, like, cows and...
Oh, yeah. Cows are, like, kind of a cute vibe. Like, if you look at them from a distance, it's like, aw.
Oh, yeah. It's like, if you make them cute, like, I'll spot it.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm thinking about a drawing. Birds. I feel they can attack me at any second. This one's a common one, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, a lot of people are scared of birds. Isn't there a whole Stephen King movie about it? Or I don't know if it's Stephen King, but there's some horror movie from like the 80s or 70s.
About birds killing people?
Isn't it called I think it might just be called Birds. Wait, something else maybe. But yeah, it's just about birds swooping down and killing people.
Yeah, because I remember someone that I knew was scared of birds in school or something, and they said that they were scared of them coming down scratching their face.
I can kind of get it, because I'm not scared of birds, don't view myself as that, but I was on a walk one time, and this hawk was, circling. I was scared it was going to swoop down and think I was, some prey or something. But then also,
if it's
I wasn't
a big bird, that's creepy.
Yeah, birds are just, creepy. They're kind of like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I can actually get down to it. They can fly. That's just gross.
If there was a bird, that was huge, that would even be more scary.
How do they fly?
Sure, a lot of people would be scared.
How do they fly? That is scary.
How does it work is the thing.
They have too much. They honestly have too much power.
Because all of us want to be able to fly, but they can just do it.
I know, and they're just flopping around.
Envious
it's gross
of them.
And scary.
But while envious of them is the thing.
I know. Yeah, you're actually probably not scared of them. You're probably
jealous.
Scared. I mean, you're probably, jealous.
I thought I was unique in being terrified of images of submarines underwater, sunken ships. Some of submarines underwater and sunken ships, I think. The whole thing is unsettling. But then they discovered that it's somewhat common on this subreddit. I don't know how to say it.
Oh, there's a whole subreddit for their phobia? That's what all of you guys should do. Join subreddits about your specific phobia. I'm sure I could find an elevator one, too.
So there's a subreddit about people being terrified of images of submarines and underwater sunken ships.
Okay.
Submarines terrify me.
Oh, yes. Submarines, no.
When you're little, you think they're cool because you think it's just a little thing that goes under the ocean.
In the yellow
windows.
Submarine, it's they are terrifying.
But then you realize they're just in this deep, dark ocean. And it is down there.
It plays into my biggest fear, being trapped.
Oh, yeah.
There's literally no way out of that submarine. You open up a door, everyone dies and sinks. You're literally stuck.
Even if there's windows, it's probably so dark down there.
I know. I never want to go in a submarine.
How big are they in the inside? I don't even know that much about submarines,
For some reason,
if I'm being honest.
It'd be musty in there. The smell of, lake? It'd just be, musty and, it just is wrong. It's wrong on every level.
Yeah, submarines are honestly one of the most interesting things.
Yeah.
But they aren't okay. Belly buttons. Ew, I hate them. I don't like seeing them, but mostly hate when people touch their belly buttons. I hate when people poke my belly button as a joke. I know I sound psycho, but it's true. Ha ha.
So they just hate belly buttons all around.
And they also hate when people poke their belly button.
Is that a common thing?
Maybe when you're little? Is that? I don't know. Am I missing out on something?
Yeah, I feel like I remember being, like, little and being, like, interested in belly buttons for, like, a period of my life. Like, I was so interested. Was this a thing that everyone went through?
I think I might know what you're going to say.
Where you're so interested that people are innies or outies. Like, me now as an adult, I don't give a shit about anyone's belly button. And I don't even think about belly buttons. But, like, back then, I always used to be like, do they have an innie or an outie?
I didn't think about that. When I was little, I used to ponder, like, I don't know for how long I thought about it. But I remember thinking, wait. So how do I untie this?
I'm actually thinking,
is there a way to untie it? Slash, it's so weird that I used to be connected to my mom. Like, I still think that's fascinating, but...
I remember I did used to try to pull mine out, because I have an innie, so I would try to pull it out, because I was like... Sometimes I saw people at the water park when I was little, and they had outies, and it kind of was a vibe. So I kind of wanted to be an outie.
Oh, I always thought, like, outies were kind of cool. Just probably because I just
We're all innies, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because...
Is our whole family innies?
I don't know. Because when you come out of your mom's vagine, there's an umbilical cord, and then they cut it. And then how does it divide? I'm confused. I'm thinking about a baby. And then it just somehow turns into what we have today.
And could you untie your belly button?
That's
a real scary thing. It's probably just the weakest knot. And it could be unknotted at any second, and all your guts fill out.
Untie, you know there'd be YouTube videos, untie my belly button, like they just die.
Oh, that's true. It would be a whole viral trend.
But yeah, belly buttons also... You need to clean your belly button, everyone. Listen up. Clean your belly button.
Oh, yeah. I don't, though. Mine never smells.
Oh.
You just get, like, stank?
No, I just clean my belly button.
Wait, like, every day in the shower, you put soap in it? I mean, I wash, like, my body, but I never am, like, fingering my belly button.
Sometimes I finger my belly button.
Odd. I should maybe start.
Wait. So what are your belly buttons like a hole?
I don't know. Yeah, I understand that people can be scared of belly buttons. Yeah, like, personally, I'm fascinated.
All the phobias we've heard, I'd understand them.
Yeah.
One of the most popular phobias that seems like more people are talking about it. I don't know if this is what they're talking about. You know that one phobia where they're scared of holes?
Yeah. Oh, they said maybe that's why they have a belly button fear.
Oh, triphobia.
I never got that one. Our sister, our older sister, talked about her fear of holes. And, like, she showed us photos and was like, isn't it so gross? But I feel like it doesn't happen to me for some reason.
I understood it when she showed me the photos because the photos just look so gross. You know, like, those fruits and stuff, there's just a bunch of, like, tiny holes on it. That does gross
me out.
Oh,
yeah, wasn't there, like, a plant or something?
Yeah, and it did look absolutely disgusting. Like, just made me want to... curl up into a bow and ghost me out.
I wonder if the fear of holes originates from, like, our ancestors, like, out in the wild, but, like, fall into holes and it was horrible.
Oh, yeah, there's just random holes.
Yeah, that probably was, like, a thing where, like, you'd be traveling along the Oregon Trail or whatever and, like, probably way before this, like, way before there was any sort of civilization, like, there'd just be holes and, like, you probably were so scared of holes because you'd be like, yeah, we lost our mom to a hole.
I've thought about what would happen. So, you know when earthquakes happen, there's a fault line and then sometimes it cracks? If you jumped inside of that, would you, like, lead to the old
school? I don't believe in fault lines, do you? I actually, like, the thought of a fault line, like, that's why I know it's actually true, but, like, the thought of an actual fault line, like, that is creepy.
And then, so
And I think they should throw a GoPro down one.
I just am so interested that people have probably done research, I'm guessing, but, like, what does it, it leads to just, like, the middle of the earth? That's so weird.
Isn't there, like, places where there's just mysterious sinking holes and, like, no one knows what they even lead to and stuff? Or is that just the movie Jennifer's Body?
I'm guessing in, like, wet sand and stuff.
That might just be the plot. Sand. It might just be the plot of Jennifer's Body.
I know that in, like, the universe, there's black holes that we might get sucked into one and die.
Remember when I was younger, I used to have a fear of whirlpools.
Oh, yeah, wait. So is there actually a whirlpool?
I swear there was one in our hometown. We used to go fishing and there was, like, a whirlpool.
Oh.
Remember just, like, you get sucked in and never get
Sometimes
out.
Sometimes it is natural in nature.
Yeah, maybe, unless I just...
That reminds me of one of those cartoon things, like quicksand, whirlpools. Those all remind me of, like, cartoons that you see when you're little, of just scary shit that happens to them that are supposed to be, like, playful, you know?
Quicksand.
But I'm pretty sure quicksand's real, you know? It's, like, quicksand is real. Like, it's an actual thing.
I don't believe it.
But I don't know where it's at. I think it's in, like, not where we live.
Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. And the service is available for clients worldwide.
You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's more affordable than traditional office therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit the website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. You can read them at butterhelp.com/reviews. Visit butterhelp.com/LucasJacob. That's BetterHelp. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. And there's a special offer for the Bro Show listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/LucasJacob. Go check it out.
Do you want me to go to YouTube for a
bit?
Yeah,
we're good with Patreon.
All right, thank you so much to all the patrons. We loved hearing about your fears so far. Let's move on to the YouTube community tab.
Okay, let's see what... these.
A lot of people sent them in. We got 88 replies, so we aren't going to really get to all these, but I'll do the top ones because people thumbed up other people's. Fear of bats, cats, and rats. I don't know why they all rhyme. They just do. And I'm terrified of all three of them.
Bats, cats, and rats. That should be a song.
Cats aren't scary, so you're wrong in that. But bats and rats are.
Rats don't scare me, but they gross me out. But bats... yeah, I 100% get this.
Disgusting.
One time we were at one of our house, our old house, and there was a bat in the basement.
Oh, didn't it fly up the stairs? Everyone was like, oh my God.
I think so.
I still don't get how that got in there.
And it also scared me because I think bats have like diseases sometimes.
Oh, they're just gross. Like the thought, is it actually a thing that like at nighttime bats fly around? Like, does it happen everywhere? Because I want to know if I should never go outside again.
I think so. And then
like the fact that I've sat on mom and dad's deck in the nighttime, like late at night before, and the fact that there could be bats flying around.
And I'm not trying to be one of these annoying people, but I honestly kind of feel like bats, if there is evil, they are
evil. And same with owls.
Like, yeah, if there is evil, that's what evil is. Like, it's in our eyes.
The other Tesla owners are walking past, walking back to their car.
And you say hi.
Hey. Oh, they see us recording the whole thing. They probably think we're filming like a TV show.
This is really intense. Like, I feel like I'm filming a live stream or something right now.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of stuff on my
All right. Lap. Amber says, I have a fear of seeing or hearing people throw up. Even if someone mentions they might feel slightly sick, I feel on edge and have to get away from them ASAP. I've heard of people having a fear of throwing up. I personally don't have a... I'm not... Throwing up to me is kind of fine.
Okay, we need to go into this whole subcategory. Does it actually genuinely gross you out when you see people throwing up? It obviously is gross to me, but it doesn't make me...
yeah,
like, I know this sounds gross, and I know it sounds gross, but if I was eating a Chipotle bowl and I was really into it, even if someone was talking about shit, I feel like I could still eat it. But most times, at least, I think.
Yeah, I don't have a fear of throwing up. I remember I actually listened to a podcast, though, of The Bitch Bible, and she, like, actually has a fear of throwing up. Like, said that she gets so scared if she ever starts feeling sick because she just does not want to throw up, and she hasn't thrown up in, like, I don't think she's ever thrown up her whole life. And she's actually so scared to throw up.
But part I understand of me thinks, it because it's like your things from your body.
Part of me thinks she should just make herself throw up, though, and just get over it. And then, like, that fear would just go away. And then transport to something else.
I don't know.
Because, like, throwing up, it honestly isn't bad. Just take it from me. Like, sometimes even if I eat, like, beef, sometimes that night I throw up.
I haven't, like, thrown up from sickness in so long.
Yeah, I've only thrown up from overeating. Okay, not overeating, but like eating a ham. But wasn't there was a thing when I lived in LA, if I ate a hamburger out and then had like only two drinks, I'm not like excessively drinking, but if I eat a hamburger and then also have two beers, I would throw up that night. And so I was like, oh, I guess I can't do that anymore.
Ew. I mean, I understand it 100% because stuff coming out of your mouth is just disgusting.
Yeah, it is a horrible feeling like when you know you have to throw up and like it's not coming out. And it's like, just please come out already because I know I'm going to feel so much better on the other end.
Yeah.
Ruby says, train tracks. I physically cannot look at them without breaking down inside. It's getting better, though. Okay, she must have heard some scary story about train tracks.
I mean, I have heard a bunch of scary stories about train tracks. Like, people getting run over and them not being able to stop. There's scary things about chain shots.
You know, they definitely are.
But I would like to know, are you scared of, like, the look of them, or are you scared of what they can do?
Yeah, are you scared of, like, getting run over by a train, being tied to one? Didn't Taylor Swift... Oh, the Mean cover. She's, like, tied to a train track.
Yeah, why you gotta be so mean?
Is that, like,
so
a common
mean?
Thing that used to happen in the olden days? How come there's so much imagery of people being hand-tied up on a train track?
Maybe it did.
That is, there That's is a scary. Lot, right? Isn't it, like, a yeah. common thing? So is that, like, a thing that used to happen, like, to the town freak? They'd be like, they're all on the train track. I'm all watching them die at 7.
Then also chain tracks. Another thing about chain tracks that that makes me think of them. In elementary school, they'd show us these. We'd have a pub rally. Everyone in the school would go. And I remember one time these people came and were talking about college students for some reason. And they made it seem like college students were crazy, off the rails. And they showed college students hanging around rail tracks or railroads. And they would sometimes go on the side of trains or something. And the whole thing was, don't do this like college kids are doing. Don't play around rail tracks. So are people actually just like playing on railroads, I guess?
In my high school, too, I remember we had an assembly about train tracks one time. Train track safety. So maybe it is an issue, but like... I swear I never hear about anyone dying from a train track, so, like, shouldn't they be having assemblies about other things? Maybe, like, I bet you somebody's kid died a horrible death on a train track, so they're, like, going across the U.S. spreading awareness.
Oh, maybe, I guess
it's more
trains...
of a small town thing.
What? I feel like it's more of a small town thing.
Oh, yeah, like, in the city, no one's playing on the train tracks.
But honestly, I do see how train track deaths could happen if it does happen, because, like, a train could just pop up when you're playing on it, and then boom.
Yeah, by... A house that I used to live at, there was a train track that didn't even have, like, the signals to let you know if anyone was coming. I'd always drive past it, and I'd be like, I could get hit by a train, but I guess whatever.
Oh, yeah, but you'd check, right?
No, I'd just be like, whatever. Because everyone else just... Remember that one road? Everyone just drove past it.
Oh, yeah, but you would check, though, right?
No, because no one would remember. We'd just drive full speed.
I remember we kind of would check, though.
But also it's just like, YOLO. Just kidding. Be safe, guys. I have a huge phobia of frogs. Ever since I was little, they terrify me. They can jump so far and high, especially depending on their size. Like, you literally can't hide from them. Monica. Okay, I could see this.
When I was little, I used to be scared of, like, a bunch of more things. Like, frogs used to scare me. And now frogs don't really scare me that much. But if you
I saw lightning
up...
in the distance.
Ooh, it's getting kind of dark. If you mention bullfrogs, though, that's a whole different story. Big,
ooh!
Slimy bullfrogs...
Ew. For some reason, for me, the whole frog toad fiasco fear, I don't really relate, because when I was little, I used to be the type of bitch to play with toads.
Yeah, same.
I had a pet toad in my room, Glitter.
One of our neighbors brought a big bullfrog inside of a cooler once. It was kind of sad, but they did do that.
But it is weird that you are sometimes scared of things as a kid that completely go away. Like, when I was little, I'm not kidding, I used to be actually genuinely scared of thunderstorms and tornadoes. Like, I would actually be so scared. Remember, like, I was just so scared of tornadoes for some reason. But now, as an adult, like, I literally don't care.
Oh, yeah, like you aren't scared of, like, it happening all the time.
And even if there is a tornado, it's like, that would suck. But, like, well, you know, what am I going to try to control it or something?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's with so many things, guys. That's a good lesson to take. You can only control what you can control.
Me, my one fear is, though, is, like, wanting to be able to control everything, not wanting to be going to an escape room because I don't trust anyone to, like... Anyway. One time I was camping with my friends, and I was terrified to leave the tent at night because I thought Michael Jackson was out there hiding in the dark. I nearly cried. I'm not really scared anymore, but when I think about that man too long, the fears come flooding back. Jacob, you probably sent this because you know Jacob also has, or had, is it has or had? A fear of Michael Jackson.
I feel like I don't know myself enough. Like, same with, like, Michael Jackson. I've said I'm scared of JonBenet on this podcast. Like, it's one of those things where I don't think about it. But, like,
yeah.
If you show me a photo of Michael Jackson, I'm content with it. I can listen to Michael Jackson music. I can hear about JonBenet, see photos of her. But, like, I think as you grow older, like, obviously that still is kind of scary. But, like,
yeah.
same with, like, the boogeyman is still scary. Like, it's scary thinking about someone hiding in the closet. But it's not as scary as it used to be because, like, you have a better perception of the world.
Yeah,
so you
for
don't
sure.
view everything as, like, unknown, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because I think... Going back to my tornado thing, back when I was little, I think the reason why I was so scared of tornadoes is because I thought back then a tornado would destroy a whole town. Like, I thought it was this giant thing, destroy everything. But now I understand, like, even if a tornado hit your neighborhood, like, you could still survive, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, your house just
so same
be
with,
ruined.
Like, your Michael Jackson thing. When you were little, you probably viewed it as, like, a way crazier thing.
Well, I think, yeah, I don't even think I was scared of, actually, Michael Jackson. I think I was just scared because, like, I saw that photo of him holding a baby over a balcony, and I thought he was like, oh, my gosh, why was he doing that? And then, I don't know, there's probably a multitude of other reasons. But basically, yeah, this seeing things in the dark, though, I feel like we can all understand that, right?
Oh, yeah.
When it's dark out, like, sometimes when you wake up in the night, there's this thing called shadow people. I think it's like a phenomenon. Yeah. But, like, you wake up and you see, like, shadows and they look like people. I've experienced it.
Okay, you guys, this next one is funny. I have a fear that when I talk shit about someone, they can hear me through my phone. Especially if I was just on the phone with them, then hung out and start complaining about them. I have to turn off my phone if I want to rant about someone. So funny. I feel like I can kind of relate to that a little bit. Like, I have thought that before. I don't, as I'm not, like, talking shit, but I feel like sometimes, like, you are scared. Like, I don't know. It is a thing.
That you accidentally called someone or something?
Oh, yeah. Like, I also have a fear of, like, going live on Instagram without knowing it or something. Or, like,
there
stuff like that.
There have been times, this doesn't have to do with talking shit, but when I've been doing things, and I actually turn my phone all the way off because sometimes my phone gives me anxiety because, like, you feel like you can do so many things on it.
Oh,
so, like,
yeah.
I'm just chilling at a restaurant, but sometimes I'm like, I just need to turn my, like, I'm not even on my phone, but I feel like there's just too much stuff happening. Basically, it's like an alternative, like, just shutting everything off and just being in the moment.
Oh, yeah.
But also, what I was just thinking, we're talking about funny fails, but next episode, we're going to get deep and talk about serious fails and phobias. For example, like, never being good enough, not succeeding, never
deep,
knowing where you really are.
Deep
who you
existential
are.
Fear.
That'll be next episode.
Was that you said that word, existential?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm terrified of any heat tools for your hair. Toilets that are loud, hand dryers in bathrooms, and blow dryers. Basically anything loud. Oh, it's probably because her ancestors, like... Huh.
Wait, so she's scared of blow dryers and anything loud?
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, what would be, like, something in the caveman days that would have been loud that would have caused this fear to be ingrained into her reptilian mind?
Well, I'm not saying you have this, but there is this one that I found on the internet. Well, some people are afraid of certain noises. I don't know if you call it afraid, but certain noises make them have, like, random responses. Like,
oh.
So if you did, like, a screech noise, like, I would honestly just, like, I don't know that much about it, but I know it's a thing. Like, it's actually a thing where, like,
yeah.
Well, people are scared of certain noises. But I don't know. Maybe you lived around a blow-dry old farm. I'm joking. That's not even a thing.
When I was 9, I used to be afraid of the Muppets. My sister would send me a video with Kermit in it, and I would cry because it was so scary to me.
Oh my gosh, this is making me think of so many things. You know, when you're little, you're scared of the dumbest shit.
I think I used to be kind of scared of Ronald McDonald because I have a memory of, like, my sisters wanting to go to McDonald's, and I said, no, because Ronald McDonald or something, and they, like, were so mad at me, like, bitch, we want to fucking get Happy Meals.
Okay, I'm glad that McDonald's completely wiped Ronald McDonald.
Oh,
you don't have a hair of him
anymore.
Honestly,
how is that ever? Oh, fun kids thing. He is scary.
Did the owners of McDonald's actually think that was fun? Because it's
I
not
know.
Fun.
Do they? It looks like they tried to create the next Annabelle. Like, freaking Ronald McDonald
and
is
he has
a scary
these big
ass.
Ass shoes.
Hey, you guys, this is actually getting, like, dark. We don't have to hide in the Hy-Vee, like, to take cover.
Maybe the last part of this podcast would be in the Hy-Vee.
You guys, low-key, I was saying before, I'm not even scared of thunderstorms anymore. Me
no,
crying in
like,
5 minutes.
I mean,
one.
I'm for sure scared of, like, thunderstorms and tornadoes, but I'm not going to, like, let it ruin my life, if that makes sense. Okay, let's see what the weather's right now, where we are, to make sure we're actually kind of safe.
Okay, I don't know.
It's thundering, I guess, but that's fine.
How long does it stay for?
Literally all day.
Oh, shit, how do we get home?
I mean, it's thundering. It doesn't say it's supposed to, like, you know.
This one is funny because it's not even a fear. It's more of, like, a pet peeve.
Oh, wait. Wait,
are we in a tornado warning?
Severe thunderstorm warning.
Bitch, I'm scared.
Let me go to Acuba.
I swear to God, yesterday, because last time we drove, for my last procedure, this sounds so funny, this isn't even plastic surgery, but you'll see in a video, it all makes sense. But last time we came here for my other session, there was a gigantic, so much rain, and it was scary driving, because the rain was actually, like, to the point where you couldn't see the road. I just don't want that to happen.
So there's two warnings out. First of all, excessive heat warning, which we were talking about in the beginning. Then severe thunderstorm warning. Let's just see what it says. Severe thunderstorm located. Wind gusts.
Wind gusts over 120 miles per hour.
I mean, they always say crazy shit, but it says, like, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, sides, and trees.
Wait, is there going to hail on my car?
Maybe we should leave now, actually.
No, but it actually says hail.
But I think it always says that when it's, like, a thunderstorm, because there's always a chance.
Wait, the top of my car is glass. We're all just going to low-key be in the thing is going to break?
Maybe we should actually get out of hail.
Bitch.
Like, right now.
No, but, like, what do we do?
We could finish this podcast another time.
I mean, we're 45 minutes in.
Let's
just, like, do 10 more minutes, and we'll be fine, right?
Okay.
Like, there's no point of leaving now. I don't want to drive, like, right when it's starting. Let's see, like, what it's
wait.
Like.
It says end at 4 p.m.
Thursday, August 12th. It's 3:50.
Oh, we're going to be fine. We can for sure do as much as we want, I think.
Yeah, we'll just, if it gets bad, we'll run into the into the Hy-Vee.
Wait, it started at 3:30 and then it ends at 4. I thought it would last longer.
I mean, it looks like it's moving fast.
Okay, thank goodness. Hopefully we'll save.
The Hy-Vee bathroom.
I know.
That's so weird, guys. Okay.
Okay, on a lighter note, this isn't even really a fear, but someone said, people that smack their lips when they eat or chew with their mouth open. It grosses me out so much. I feel like I'm being personally attacked because people have told me I eat gross.
I for sure eat gross, if I'm being honest. But if I'm like, if I want to be prim and proper, I can.
Yeah, but like, it just is more enjoyable to eat gross. But I usually only do it when I'm by myself. Like, if I'm around other people, I like try to eat like politely.
But I don't ever think about how I'm eating, actually.
Oh,
the only
yeah.
time I think about how I'm eating is if I'm eating on camera. But
we've already threw shade at these people before, but the people who eat so proper that they cover their mouth with their hand.
I have done that before, though.
I'm guilty of it, but I just want to know that it's not a good look.
Because what are you trying to prove to us?
And it just like makes me think, like, so you're a fake.
What if people had...
Someone actually, we said that last time, somebody wrote like a mad email being like, I am not fake, guys. I'm just like, don't want people seeing what I eat. So like, I am sorry for triggering people.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually, like, lightning and, like,
The wind's, the wind's actually picking up pretty bad. I'm scared! Bitch! I just don't want to get sucked up, that's the only thing.
I think we're fine from that, because we'd go to the bathroom or something.
We're fine.
Yeah, we're fine, right? There's not a tornado watch.
Well, my only thing is that we kind of just need to decide it right now. Should we just...
Oh, boo, I'm not going to start driving in this. That's even scarier.
So we should...
Yeah, we should wait for it to pass.
We should wait for it to pass, okay.
Yeah, I for sure do not want to start driving now.
So that's the decision. Okay, okay.
But it would say tornado watch if there was a chance, right?
Yeah, well, I'm literally on AccuWeather, which I would say is like a good weather app. And there's just a severe thunderstorm warning. And
we're fine.
What's worse, a warning or... Warning is worse.
Next up.
I think.
I've had a phobia of jewelry for as long as I can remember. Bitch, you're scared of rich people?
Jewelry.
Someone replied, me too. It was intense when I was a kid. I wonder what causes that. That's
interesting.
Is it because
like, it's like see-through or something
like
that?
I've never heard of a fear of jewelry, so that's
like
a first.
It feels like we're in the Wizard of Oz, guys. You guys need to see what we're seeing. It feels like we're in the Wizard of Effing of Oz.
Yeah, should we spin the camera around so they can see it?
Yeah, you guys need to see this. You can do it. I have a bunch of stuff.
I'm actually not. I'm scared it will rip off the thing. Oh. Sorry, guys. Just imagine, like...
What's the first 5 minutes of Wizard of Oz?
The only thing...
See?
Did it say hail on the thing, though?
Well,
it's fine. If it hails, it hails. What can we do?
I'm not trying to be nonchalant, but I think most of the time when there's a thunderstorm, like, there is a chance of hail.
Yeah, I mean...
It says impact. Hail damage to vehicles is expected, actually. Expect wind damage to roof, siding, and trees, but it ends at 4 o'clock, and that's literally 5 minutes.
Wait, it looks
now.
Like we're about to lift off the ground. I'm scared.
Why would it be hailing?
Okay,
if it's
but
hot
I don't feel scared because
it's a. Oh wait, it can't hail when it's hot up, but it can, right?
It can.
Wait, how would it?
Yeah, how would ice fall down?
How would ice fall from the sky when it's literally 100 degrees outside?
Just look at the sky.
I'm no, but guys, someone's pulling up to charge their Tesla. Right now.
Oh, so no one's even scared. People are still supercharging.
I think what is being annoying? Maybe, hopefully.
Someone said I'm scared of centipedes. They're like walking hairballs fresh out of the shower drain. For some reason, they only come out when I'm there. I used to be really scared of centipedes, too.
Literally, that's disgusting. On your bathroom, that's gross thinking about
yeah,
centipedes.
Yeah, and also the human centipede adds a whole other layer to the centipede fear, so I get you.
Oh, were they tight? Oh, another one of my friends, before we get to Twiddle. I haven't ever been to a pool like this, at least that I know of. This reminds me of a human centipede. Remember in the movie Human Centipede where the doctor has a pool, but he clicks a button and there's a thing over the pool and he drowns someone?
I've never watched the full movie.
Okay,
I've
Ethan,
only watched
you remember
the end
that?
When they touch they lick each other's ass.
That's so scary.
So he had this pool where he clicked a button and and a panel went over the pool. And it always scared me because what if you were in a pool and like there was a panel? Like, there's no way out, you just drown.
Whoever created that movie, like that just would be so weird being like meeting them and being like, so you're the one who envisioned people's ass to mouth tied up and you also envision this pool. Like that, I just would be so intrigued by them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you really did that. Like,
well, I can't person in pitching that movie to
and then also teeth.
Like, I can safely say, like, I don't think anyone really had ever thought of ass to mouth being sewed into a centipede fashion before that movie. Like, they really were original.
Yeah. Another weird one is teeth. The vagina had teeth. That one is for sure original, but a little bit less original than human centipede.
I wish you... Oh my God, a car's flying in the sky.
Okay. Any picture. Okay, so the reason why I feel fine in this thunderstorm is because someone just pulled up, so like...
Yeah, it must not be that bad.
Okay, two cars just pulled up.
No, the test lane charging, there's only 3 spaces left, so I might have to move soon, because I think I'm almost done.
I'm afraid of fish, but I love aquariums.
Well, that's contradictory.
I would for sure say fish are gross, though, and like, it's underwater is kind of gross to me, because like, swimming in a lake, it's kind of gross thing, but fish brushing
I
up
can
against
understand,
your leg.
Like, fish in the wild, hell no, but walking through an aquarium is so cute.
Yeah, but then again, like, I don't think aquariums are needed. Okay, someone else said caterpillars. Okay. Escalators.
I don't have this fear, but a lot of people in our family have a fear of escalators because of a video from, where was it from?
I don't know, in another country there was this escalator that, so you know at the bottom and the top of the escalator, before you walk on the actual ground, there's a panel that's part of the escalator, if that makes sense, or flooring that's part of the escalator. One time, it might have happened more, I don't know, but there's a video of this girl walking under it, and under that, there's a bunch of machinery that like would grind someone up if they went through it, and she got...
Wait, she died?
Yeah, so it's actually really
that's
scary.
Horrible.
But that's why escalators scare me. But I will go on an escalator. I just sometimes I like jump over that panel.
Oh yeah. Large
hail likely in 1 minute.
Shut up. Wait, I'm gonna go under here then. Should I?
What?
Because I don't
want
to actually ruin my car. I just the Hy-Vee thing, right?
Oh yeah. How
but those Teslas are parked right beside
that's
you.
That's true. I'll get. But is that dumb? Like I'm just gonna get my car destroyed with theirs? Like large hail.
I mean.
That's what it says.
Wait.
If you look all around us, there's a bunch of cars.
It's so funny. Us just like sitting here like, we don't get it. And then it starts happening and like my whole car is broken. And we're like, what? It's like, bitch, you had plenty of time to move.
Well, I don't know. I just feel like.
Should I move? Should I go underneath that little thing?
I don't want to choose for you.
Wait, what do you think, Ethan?
I just don't think eyes can come fall out of this car.
Then it's cut from like 5 minutes from now.
Ethan said he doesn't think it's
possible. Well, then
again,
these other Tesla people are here.
And they have glass roofs too, so.
I guess so. All of our cars will be destroyed together, and we'll figure out like how to get to the rental car company.
Hopefully, Tesla knows how to like make indestructible glass.
I don't believe the hail either. I kind of want Ethan's side a bit. Yeah, I don't believe in hail. Whatever, keep going.
Okay, escalators. Oh, someone said they're afraid of the being on walking near these grates. It gives them so much anxiety.
Oh,
and
like
talking,
those gutter things on sidewalks, kind of.
Yeah, the things that lead to sewers, I think. And if you walk on them, it kind of feels like they might fall.
Oh, yeah.
I 100% get this. Walking on those is terrifying.
Again, I swear, I don't know if this is I think this was like a dream I had when I was a kid, because I remember our mom told us that happened to our aunt. She fell through a sidewalk. But then I remember I asked her about it recently, and she was like, no? And it's like, sis, told me that.
You misunderstood or something?
Yeah, maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Or, like, thinking about something dropping in it.
Or, like, thinking about something dropping in one of those.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You can't get it out.
I've thought about what if you were walking in an elevator and your phone dropped through that little slit.
Oh, you would never get it back.
I don't know if you would, but that would just suck.
Wait, isn't it weird? It's raining on this side of the carpet. This side's dry. Actually, it's scary. That means the rain's going in sideways.
That's so interesting.
Isn't it a tornado? If the rain's going sideways?
I've seen this happen before where it's, like, raining in one section and then it's not raining in another section.
I think it's, like, really bad.
What else? Some other good ones. So should we just stay here then?
We have to, because I don't want to drive in this. That's even scarier.
Yeah. Stairs and escalators. Okay. Styrofoam, because I hate how it sounds. So when I see it, I run away to another room and make someone else open the package.
Styrofoam?
Oh, because it makes that little weird, I don't know what
like
you would call
it,
but...
that sound doesn't annoy me, but... Oh, forks on a plate. Ew. Actually, it hurts my ears thinking about it.
Our dad always rubs his fork on his plate just to annoy everybody.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. It's so triggering.
Someone said butterflies, which is kind of controversial because most people think butterflies look beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I think butterflies are so cute.
But I get it.
All right, go off. You're allowed to have that fear.
Someone said emanophobia. Should I Hawaiian Google this? This will be the last one. I'm going to Hawaiian Google it so we can...
Yeah, sorry to everyone we didn't get to. We are going to read through all the replies.
It's kind of a stressful situation right now.
We're currently in a tornado, and I might... we might all literally get concussions from hail.
Emotophobia is a phobia that causes overwhelming intense anxiety pertaining to vomit. Oh, okay.
So it's back to the vomit fear.
I think I saw another one about that. So yeah, so that's
Wait,
for sure.
Can you guys hear the rain? It's like coming down hard.
Wait, is
it going to hail?
This happened last podcast.
You can't ever do a podcast in a car.
I know, we like have
bad
luck.
Is it bad luck?
Okay, we just want you guys to know you're not alone in your fears, and just know these are irrational fears, so don't be too scared. Thanks for sending them in.
Yeah, we're going to end the episode right now, right?
Yeah, because we're so scared. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for sending them in. Bye.
Yeah, hopefully we made you enjoy this owl.
I'm scared.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.